now here is your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Christmas week. Happy 2 days before Christmas. And we also hope you can spare us an hour of your valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we want you to call and participate. That's very, very important. So those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, maybe even Christmas. I don't know.
I hope so.
Do you have a Christmas question?
I do.
Okay. And we are going to start with a round of introductions. But before we do, I want to tell you our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, MINDSOVERMATTER1, that is the numeral 1, at gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but they all get read. Again, that is mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. If you'd like to hear this show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to live stream at KALW. And if you'd like to listen to a podcast of the show because you enjoyed it so much, please go to kalw.org, and you can that wish will be gratified, because the lovely and talented Debbie is here tonight, and she will be putting up our podcast, and I know it will be done with great dispatch.
People could listen on Christmas morning.
They could.
While they're unwrapping their presents.
What else do you have to do on Christmas morning?
Yeah.
Me? Nothing.
Yeah. He doesn't have anything to do on Christmas morning. Maybe have a ham sandwich.
We'll get in line for Chinese food.
All right. Yeah. And anyway, so we're going to start with a round of introduction and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Cameron Shaw is pretty sure that this year Santa will finally bring her a pony. Haven't you been saying that for like 25 years now?
My entire life, yes, yes.
Well, you're still young. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, someday I might even be able to afford one.
Is your father listening?
Probably.
All right.
Dad.
Listen to your daughter.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lori Fisher has decidedly not been making a list, not checking it twice, perhaps not even once. That said, however, he does know who has been naughty and who has been nice, and he thinks you all know who you are. Only one of these groups should call the show tonight. You decide which one.
I think people should identify as naughty or nice when they call.
Let's not cut off 90% of our listeners. So we encourage everybody
to
call.
Which group is that?
Probably the naughty one.
Are you telling us you're Santa Claus?
I am not telling you.
Okay.
I can't tell you that. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, hopes all our listeners have themselves a Merry Little Christmas, or for that matter, a massive, overindulgent one.
All right. And just to remind you of the two numbers again, we have a couple of lines open right now. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, so please give us a call, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. That's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Cameron, we will start with you.
Okay, I'm going to get my Christmas questions out of the way. So
that's not a good way to approach it.
Really? No, I mean,
it's not a very joyous
out of the way.
Center, give them as much time as possible to be answered.
That's right.
Okay. All
right, so the first one is I have a list of Christmas movie villains, four Christmas movie villains. And I want you to tell me what movies they're from. I have Hans Gruber, The Wet Bandits.
Wet Bandits?
The Wet Bandits, mm-hmm. Barnaby, and King Agua. And that is A-W-G-W-A.
Well, I'll take Hans Gruber. He's
right.
Diehard.
Yes, he is.
That's correct.
Best Christmas movie ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the argument goes on.
I would beg to differ.
Whether it's an ongoing argument, whether
it's
a Christmas movie
argument, yeah.
or not. Yeah.
And
if
this is
not
the same Barnaby I'm thinking of, this is Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, the Laurel and Hardy film? Or Babes in Toyland.
Yeah, I call it Babes in Toyland.
All right.
Yeah. And I always think of the one with Annette Funicello, but...
I never think of the one with Annette Funicello.
That's the one I saw as a child.
The one with Laurel and Hardy is far, far superior.
But yes, you're correct.
And it's on
another
YouTube,
debate.
By the way.
Yes.
The Bogeyman. That's the one that the Bogeyman are in.
Yeah.
And yes, so that's Barnaby. And what were the other ones?
The Wet Bandits and someone named King Agua.
The Wet Bandits are Home Alone.
Yes, Home Alone.
Okay.
And the last one is a bit more obscure, I will say.
King Agua?
Agua, A-W-G-W-A.
I'll leave it for the audience,
all right.
Especially since I don't know.
Okay. Yeah,
that's always a good reason. And Lori, you go ahead.
All right. The first is a statement. I couldn't come up with a question, but I wanted to mention that our colleague and friend Jerry Nachman, his book was mentioned kind of prominently in the New York Times this week. They did a column. If you're watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which takes place in the comedy scene in New York in the late 50s, and they had a reading list of books you should read if you like the show, and Jerry's book was the second one listed. Seriously funny.
Cool.
And a lot of people saw that. And if you haven't read that book, Jerry wrote a great book, and I still miss him. So I just wanted to mention that.
Very nice.
Two of my questions are kind of follow-ups from last week. One was a correction. Last week I asked if the top 100 Christmas songs, I only found one that was written by a woman, and Kira right away got All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I was wrong. Our West Virginia fan club called me and said there was another one. I'll give you a hint. It was written after 1960 by a woman named Gloria Shane Baker, who's Jewish. And so I want to know what the song was and what event inspired it.
But it deals with Christmas.
It does.
Okay.
So it's after 1960. Gloria Shane Baker wrote it, and it's a well-known song. It's in the top 100. You all know it.
Is Christmas anywhere in the title of the song?
No, not the word Christmas, but the theme of the song is Christmas.
And was it a national event that
it
inspired
was.
It? Okay, so
it was yeah.
It's not important. All I Want for Christmas Is My Tooth Front Teeth.
No, okay. It was a specific event.
Okay.
That Gloria and her husband wrote it. It inspired them.
So
to get the message of this song.
Before I say something that I may regret, which happens all the time.
Yeah.
Is this a happy event that it was inspired by, or a sad event?
It was not a happy event. It was a tense world situation. That's the biggest clue I can give you.
So like the Vietnam War.
Not that, but
not
like
that.
That.
Okay.
The Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
So it was written in response to the fear of...
I could have said the Trump presidency, I guess. That would have worked too.
Yeah, but. It would have. If somebody, yeah. So it was written in response to the fear of the Cuban Missile Crisis and the fallout from that.
Huh. All right.
And the crisis isn't mentioned in the song. It was just the temper of the times.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I've taken it that far, but that's
okay.
as far as I can go.
We'll leave it out there
all right.
for that one.
We're just go
my other
information.
Oh, okay. So in 1962, a woman named Gloria Shane Baker, who is the only other woman that I can find that wrote a popular Christmas song, wrote the song that I'm looking for the title of, sort of in response to the Cuban Missile Crisis, hoping to inspire the Christmas feeling. Cuban Missile Crisis was in October?
62?
Yeah. October 62.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So it's that. And then I have one other question. It's a follow-up. Last week, you asked a rock and roll question. I believe your first ever. It was the only woman.
And my last?
I don't think so.
Don't sell yourself short.
All right. Almost.
You asked the only woman who is going to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. It was Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
There's about 20 or 21 men who are in twice, but there's only one man who's in three times.
Ooh.
Who is it?
For a performance?
Well, what you do, like Stevie Nicks was in for her solo career and for being in Fleetwood Mac.
But that's all performance.
Yes. All three of these are performance.
Okay.
So it's not producing or anything but performing
all
in
right.
three different kinds of things.
Okay. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay, well, since I'd like to say Happy New Year, first I should say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes.
And it goes to all of you.
Thank you.
And my old friend Sheila, we're no longer together. What does the name Sheila means in Old English?
Sheila. Isn't that an Irish name? Isn't that a Celtic name?
Old English.
Okay.
Whichever source. I actually gave you that before. It really has a very surprising meaning. It means death.
Really?
Really. Okay. How about How about Deborah from the, you know, Bible?
The Old Testament.
We've had that. Deborah. We've asked that before. Deborah.
Deborah. Deborah. Exactly.
Is it a,
anybody listening to the show in Hebrew or Arabic? Do you know exactly what it means?
Is it a flower?
No.
Okay.
Not dead,
an insect. Beautiful insect. We love. We love honeybee.
Oh. Okay.
Honeybee. Okay. How about George?
George.
George.
Regular George.
George.
George is not a biblical name.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Greek name. I'm sorry. I went off biblical name. Origin Greek. What is it? Have you ever heard of Geo?
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 No, Geo. Geo.
Like Earth?
Earthman. Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
How about Peter?
Yeah. Is that Greek
as
well?
Huh?
Is Peter Greek as well?
Yes.
You mean father?
No. Papa is father. Okay. That's biblical.
I thought Peter.
Pedro. That's Peter. Just in, you know, in the Spanish.
Peter.
Have you ever heard of petrol?
Nope.
Petrol.
Petrol?
Petrol oil.
Oh, petrol.
Really? Oh, petrol.
Petrol.
The rock man. Really is beautiful, you know, because you see, people in the ancient time, they named their kids after things to see. You know, like a rock, you know, or... Deborah, like they, well, you know, all kind of things. How about Tamara?
What time tomorrow?
No,
that's happening, Costello.
Okay. Don't set him up like that.
Okay, that could be a biblical name because it is from the Middle East. What Tamara means? There are actually a lot of American women named Tamara.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Don't know.
Okay, it is the fruit of the palm tree.
Oh.
It is really beautiful. One very quick question, then I'll go. Rivers, I asked that before, but people should know. Longest, of course, the Nile. Largest, of course, the Amazon. But what is the shortest?
The shortest is a single-letter river that's in Oregon, I believe.
Yeah, D River. You know how long it is?
10 feet
or something?
It's very short.
200 feet.
How many feet?
200 feet.
100 feet.
Between a lake and the ocean. Okay, the narrowest in China.
No.
10 inches is called the Hue River in China, but over 1,000 mile long.
Ten inches.
That's one part of it. Widest.
The Yangtze.
No, the widest is over 200 miles.
Well, you mean
Mississippi?
No,
at
you mean
point
200
of the
miles?
It's very wide, over 200 miles.
At the delta, or all the way through, or
big part of it.
Probably the went to the Amazon.
In Argentina.
Oh,
Argentina.
The Rio de la Plata? Or the Plata?
Yes.
Really?
Well, again, you have always a great show. I always like people to donate a lot of money for your station. It's my favorite. And also, I like, again, to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to both all of you, everybody listening, and to Sheila as well. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice.
Okay. Right. Let me do two questions for you here. All right, I came across this the other day. According to the National Institute of Health, and this was also in Parents Magazine, what are the 10 most common food and drink-related choking hazards for children and adults?
So this is your...
This is a very holiday...
This is your Christmas
question. This is my Christmas question. According to the National Institute of Health, and it's also in Parents Magazine, what are the 10 most common food and drink-related choking hazards for children and adults?
So if I said candy, or is that too broad? Is it like a specific
candy? You should
candy?
Be specific.
And is this separate lists for children and adults, or is it?
No, it's all together. It's all together.
How about?
And there's no, I should say, just for your benefit, Lori, there's no candy on the list.
Really?
No,
okay.
Not really.
It's not in the top 10 choking things. Yeah.
No. Nobody's jawbreakers anymore.
Yeah. Not like the old days or Tootsie Roll.
I'm sorry, Cameron. Yeah. What do you think?
I have three guesses. I have carrots.
Yes. Very good. I'll limit you to two guesses.
Oh,
since
man.
You got that,
okay.
You that one right.
Carrots and grapes.
Not grapes.
Oh, okay.
But that's carrots are correct.
Guess.
Things I have to cut in half sometimes.
So you cut grapes in half?
I have been known to for children I'm related to.
Oh, okay. So according to the National Institute of Health and also in Parents Magazine, what are the 10 most common food and drink-related choking hazards for children and adults?
So people generally don't choke on beverage, do they? Unless they're mixing it with food?
It depends how fast you drink it, I suppose. Okay. It's possible.
So I'm going to guess nuts.
No, there are no nuts.
No nuts, no candy?
No.
Okay, how about celery then?
No. Unless you're stuffing a whole piece of celery without chewing it or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking the little place that have the carrots also have the celery, and it's a mess.
So that's okay. Just a giant choking platter.
All right. Second question. Who was the first woman to direct a film that made over $100 million?
I had the same question.
Oh, I figured it's somebody else would have
okay, it's Penny Marshall.
It is Penny Marshall.
And can you tell me the two films that grossed over $100 million?
Well, probably Big.
Big.
And
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own, yeah.
So she had two over $100 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many other women have directed films of that ilk?
There have been a couple. The one who directed... that went about
Catherine
that.
Bigelow, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, although...
Maybe not.
Maybe
no,
not.
The one about the first one, you know, the film about the meteor, it was going to hit Earth, and then it goes into the ocean, and it causes a huge tidal wave that hits the East Coast, and it had...
2012?
Morgan Freeman was the president, and no, it wasn't. It was...
Armageddon?
No, Armageddon. It was the one that was came out just about like the that? Same time. But anyway, somebody will tell me.
I feel like I know what you mean.
I know,
can't remember
yeah,
it. Yeah,
right. It's my fault because I can't think of it.
I don't know if how many others there are.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so just to repeat the question, according to the National Institute of Health and Parents Magazine, what are the 10 most common food and drink-related choking hazards for children and adults? And so far we just have carrots. Did you want to take another guess?
I did, but I don't have one right now.
Oh, all right.
Nuts and candy. That's
that always
the staples.
The
I want another guess.
Every kid. Every, well, you can
one.
Guess. You can no, have one of mine.
I'll let you have
got,
one soon.
I only got two guesses.
We'll see, see what the listeners do. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi, this is John, San Francisco. I have an answer for the Christmas song, and Do You Hear What I Hear?
That's it.
Oh, very good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you hear what I hear? I thought it was much older than that. Do you know much about it?
Well, I'm a musician, so I play Christmas
okay.
stuff.
Yeah.
So I know.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
How does that...
do you hear what
no,
I
know how it goes. Yes. Yes. I sang it in church or whatever, wherever it was. And, but I'm hazy on the connection between the Cuban Missile Crisis.
It was. They thought war was imminent, and so they wanted a song that was a plea for peace. And
isn't every Christmas song a plea for peace in a way?
Yes. So I think they were very consistent with the other ones. You
oh,
know?
All right. Okay.
You know, a child is more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the themes of Christmas songs vary all that much.
No.
Give me stuff, peace on earth, and then there's something about Christians in there somewhere.
And missing your two front teeth.
Yeah. Or kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, Santa coming through, yeah.
All right. Okay, that's good. And Cameron, your turn.
Okay. This is my second Christmas question. I would like to preclude Dana from answering it. What
nicely
film...
that finally someone will recuse themselves.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
What film popularized the Christmas carol, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
What was Meet Me in St.
Yeah,
Louis?
Okay.
Oh, I thought there was a trick there.
No, that was
we're
going
to play that at the end of the
right.
show.
You could recuse
one of my
me. That,
movies.
Yeah. Pretty well known.
All right. Should I ask another? Okay. What was the first book selected by the Book of the Month Club when it began in 1926?
Oh, good question. So is this a famous book?
I had never heard of it before I read this tidbit,
and yet having
looked it up since, it seems like a vaguely famous book.
It might
book.
Be famous,
yes.
Even though you've never heard of it.
I
you did not read it in
it
school.
Was, it, what did, it was published in 1926.
Is it fiction?
All right, now the only problem is we have to come up with a vaguely famous book from 1926.
Was it fiction or nonfiction?
It is fiction. And I could give you a hint as well.
Oh, good, yes, please.
Would you? Okay, so the Book of the Month Club... gives an award every year for their favorite book, and it is named after this first book.
Oh.
I've never been in the Book of the Month Club, so it's hard for me.
The ceremony?
Yeah. It's named after that book. That's interesting.
Well, You know, the Great Gatsby's right in that time period. It's August that.
It's nothing that famous.
Okay.
I have
read that's
that.
Right. You would have
All right.
Heard
Can
of
you
that.
Tell us the genre of the book? Like, what is it, a thriller, a western, blah, 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 blah?
No, not really. I don't know a whole lot about it.
How about...
I hadn't heard of it.
Had you heard of the author?
No.
Oh, okay. So which author and book
is getting vaguer and
Cameron
vaguer
Shaw never heard
and,
of?
But apparently it's an award that people hear of.
Okay.
Is the author Thomas Wolfe?
No.
Okay.
I think she's probably heard of Thomas Wolfe.
I don't know. No, Thomas Wolfe. Cameron, have you heard of Thomas Wolfe?
Yes, I've heard of Thomas
Wolfe.
I'm trying to think of books that were popular in the
20s.
I'm
going to double check myself on this real quick.
No, now Hemingway, Wolfe, Faulkner, Sherwood Anderson.
I think she would. Yeah. She would have said.
She would have heard all those.
I haven't heard of this person.
Okay.
And yeah, you will probably judge me for not having heard of this person.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not an English teacher.
I might, but I won't say anything about it.
Fair enough.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Rockman in Glen Park.
Hi, Rockman.
For 20s books, what about Sinclair Lewis?
No, it's not Sinclair Lewis.
For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how about Stephen Stills?
Not Stephen Stills.
That's a good guess.
I think he's in. It's a great guess. I think he's in twice.
Buffalo Springfield, and I thought maybe CSN and CSNY.
The CSNY with Young, they aren't in, and I thought he might be in for a solo career, but he's not. So he's in for the Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but not a third time. Great guess.
All right. Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm looking for the name of a female British author whose title was Lady Browning, but she wrote under her maiden name. She published short stories, novels, and plays, and I'll give you a quote from her. She said, "For women, love is a novel. For men, it's a short story."
Is it Agatha Christie?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, did you say this was 20th century?
Yes. Her dates were 1907 to 1989. She was made a Dame of the British Empire in 1969.
Did she lean toward any particular genre?
Mystery, I guess, would be the general category. Several films have been made from her works.
So Mary Reinhart?
No.
Okay.
One film that was made by a British filmmaker from a story that she set in Cornwall was transposed by...
Oh, Rebecca de Moya.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Or Daphne de Moya. Rebecca was her book. I'm sorry. Yes, Daphne de Moya.
You got it.
All right.
Nice. All right. Good job. And happy holidays.
Thank you. I couldn't have gotten it without the hint, by the way. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And our panel tonight is teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw. Of course, Lori Fisher, who teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. I'd also want to say, I forgot to mention at the top of the show, I will be gone for two Sundays, but don't worry, I'll be coming back as far as I know. And I have pre-taped a music show for next Sunday. So if you enjoy that, please tune in. If you don't enjoy it, now you won't have to bother listening to the radio at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And also, Lori and Cameron and Kira will all be here the following Sunday, making up a very good panel. So we hope you will tune in then on January 6th. Anyway, so all that being said, I think it is your turn, Lori.
Yes. So continuing with the Christmas theme, this is a 12 Days of Christmas question. And Forbes magazine prices out all the stuff that you would have to buy. And so I have four related questions. If you bought everything, okay, every day. So if you bought the partridge in a pear tree, you'd be buying 12 of them. The first question is, how many different things would you be buying? And what would they cost in today's market? And then the other two are related to that. Which would be the cheapest of those things, a single one of them, and which would be the most expensive? So I want to know how many things, if you bought them all, every day you bought everything that you're supposed to buy, how much would they be in today's market, and what would be the cheapest and what would be the most expensive? And I'll give you some leeway on the number ones.
Would the Lords of Leaping be the most expensive?
No, but the Lords of Leaping are the second most expensive.
Is the Golden Ring?
Say it again? No, the Golden Ring's gold is down. So the gold prices are kind of in the middle.
Okay.
The Lords of Leaping are the second most, to buy one Lord of Leaping is the second most expensive thing.
I'm curious how they value a Lord of Leaping.
That's a good question.
I looked into it some. All the other ones, they gave information about, like, what are the union wages and all that. I don't know if it's a real Lord of Leaping. Or
the Lords are, Lords are in the union now?
I don't think the Lords are in a union, but maybe in Britain you can rent a Lord to come to your place.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Is the cheapest a calling bird?
It is not.
Oh, good guess.
But it's
is
close.
Is it one of the fowl?
It is one of the fowls is the cheapest.
Okay.
Huh. The calling bird is $150.
French
this
hen.
Is cheaper.
So you're not going to give us the... Oh, I'm sorry.
She got it.
Okay.
Oh, she got it?
The French hen is the cheapest.
Oh, very good.
Only
$60 for
a
French hen.
Okay.
Very nice. Okay.
So it's up to us to remember each of the things.
I'm not giving you that. Yeah, well, that
I know all the things.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So we're looking for the total number of things, the total price if you bought them all, and Cameron got the French hens, which are $60. Lords of Leaping, it's $1,000 to get one Lord of Leaping. This is more expensive than that.
Wow. Maids of Milking.
No. The maids of milking were the cheapest humans. No.
You're just kidding.
They didn't include the cow.
Paternalistic world.
I don't know how they could milk without the cow, but that wasn't part of the price point.
Interesting.
And if you want to join us here on Minds Over Matter with a question or answer, and either one is their option, feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie Florida.
Hi.
Hi. I have a couple guesses on the choking hazard.
Yes.
Is it hot dogs?
Yes, hot dogs.
Oh,
number two. Very good.
When I was calling in, I heard Cameron, I think, say grapes has already gotten.
Grapes was not on the list, weirdly enough. Not in the top 10, anyway.
Okay. What about rolls or bread?
Bread. Very good. Good.
And what about rice? Like sticky rice?
Not rice, no.
Okay. That's my only guesses for that. I'm going to take a long shot on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's not Dave Grohl, is it?
It's not Dave Grohl, but he would be in for what? The Foo Fighters and Nirvana, but that's it. If he's in for those, yeah. He's in twice, I'm pretty sure, but not a third time yet.
Okay. Then I have a question for you guys this week.
Yes.
Heard on public radio, and I thought it might be a good one. After the United States, what country in NATO has the largest military?
That's a good question.
Yeah, by total number of people? Is it measured by people or by cost of running it?
I don't know, but I had a feeling it was volume or cost.
Okay. How about Turkey?
That's correct.
Wow.
Nicely
good
done.
Good job.
Right. Yeah.
That's it for me. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And all right, let me do a question here. Well, some of you may remember all the way back to last Sunday when I asked a question related to this. I'm going to continue with it. These are the most commonly spoken languages other than English and Spanish in this state. So what I'm looking for is a language... the most commonly spoken language other than English and Spanish in these four states. And they're obviously four different things. Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Minnesota, South Dakota. That's almost a song. all right. So again, what is the most commonly spoken language in these four states other than English or Spanish? Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Minnesota, and South Dakota. That's like the Route 66 song.
It is.
It's too far north.
Okay.
How about... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to guess Swedish for Minnesota.
That's a perfectly logical guess, but no.
No.
I think if we were talking 50 years ago, it probably would have been the case.
I'm going to guess Pennsylvania Dutch.
No.
Okay.
If that was 150 years ago, yeah. That probably would have been the case.
Okay, for Minnesota, I'm going to guess Arabic.
No.
Okay.
But it is a non-European language. I will give you that.
For Minnesota?
For Minnesota, yes.
Okay. Minnesota, okay. How about Sioux or is some for dialect for South Dakota?
You are so correct.
Excellent.
That's very good.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, this would have been a better question. And please, no comment. The South Dakota would be the only state on this list that has a language spoken that is the same name as the state. It's the Dakota language, Dakota Sioux.
Sure.
Nice.
So yes, South Dakota is Dakota Sioux. Very good. Anyway, so we're still looking for the most commonly spoken language other than English or Spanish in Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, or Minnesota.
Is Pennsylvania German?
It is not German. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. My two guesses for food choking are apples and bacon.
Apples, that is correct. Very good. Bacon, no.
Bacon, no. And then was the movie you were looking for Deep Impact?
Yes,
ooh,
that's
there it.
Nice. Deep Impact. Thank you.
Morgan Freeman. Okay, that's it. And for Minnesota, could it possibly be Somali?
Not ooh, Somali. That's guess. A great guess, but no.
Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. And since we are a little past halfway, let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Cameron?
Okay. The only one I have is the Christmas movie villain named King Agua. And I will throw a hint out there. It is a claymation movie.
That's not the only one you have. You have the book
of the Monsters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I have the...
I know you're trying to forget that.
What was the first book selected by the Book of the Month Club when it began in 1926? And it is a novel published in 1926.
Was it a social justice novel?
Again, I don't really know what it's... I haven't read it. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. How many words in the
diligence.
Title of the novel?
Two. And as the name of a person.
Oh.
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 And it's not Sinclair Lewis.
No.
It's the name of a person.
That would be Elmer Gantry. It would be right around that time period, but not him.
The name of a person. Interesting.
God's Work is a book.
The closest genre I can put it to, from what I know about it, is that it's feminist literature. Or it could be called feminist at the time.
Daisy Miller?
No.
Too late.
It's too late. Was it published in 26?
Yes.
Or were they picking up on the previous 150 years?
I believe it was published
years?
In 26, yes.
So okay. Feminist no. literature.
Interesting. That's the name of a person. Is it the name of a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Sister Carrie.
No, but I read that book in college.
So you have to give me
but
a list.
She knows who Theodore Dreiser is.
Not necessarily.
I do know that book.
Yeah.
I did
He's
not
He's
not enjoy
as
that
popular
book.
As he was when you were in school. You went to school with him, right?
No, it was after that. Not long after, but after. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, and I have two missing questions. One is, there's only one person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who's been inducted three separate times. Who is it? We got the Do You Hear What I Hear? Which the question
Can
from
I guess
West
on
Virginia.
The Rock and Roll Hall of
yeah.
Fame? Is it Eric Clapton?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. For what
you For the Yardbirds yes. and a solo act, and I don't know the other.
And Cream.
Cream, oh,
yeah.
of course. Yeah,
that's
Cream.
Nice. And then in the 12 Days of Christmas, we're looking for, if you bought each item individually, what would be the most expensive? The cheapest was French hens, gotten by Cameron. If you bought them all, how many items would you be taking home with you, and what would they cost in today's market?
Is it 340?
I'm giving you that. It's 364.
Good job.
Oh,
yeah.
You shouldn't get. I got
yeah,
something
that's,
wrong
that,
there.
That, you're, that's okay. a 10%er. Very
I did
nice.
Some bad quick math there.
Yeah, that was pretty good quick math. So now we're looking for total cost and most expensive item, and it's not Lords of Leaping.
All right. And according to the National Institute of Health, and this was also in Parents Magazine, what is the most common? What are the 10 most common food and drink related choking hazards for children and adults? So far we have hot dogs, bread, carrots, and apples.
How about pretzels?
No, not pretzels. And let's see. What are the most commonly spoken languages in these states other than English or Spanish? So remember that. And they're all different, by the way. Most commonly spoken language in these U.S. states other than English or Spanish. The ones, the states we have left are Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, and Minnesota. What are the third most spoken languages in those states?
For Oklahoma, would it also be a Native American, like Cherokee?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. Again, that might have been the case
ages ago. Yeah, okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, is this me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Choking. How about peanut butter sandwich?
Not peanut butter sandwich.
Okay. Then how about hard-boiled egg?
Not a hard-boiled egg.
Okay. I give up. That's it.
Those are
Thank you very much. Those are perfectly logical guesses.
Yeah. Perfectly easy to choke on.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Marky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. Choking hazard. How about bones, like chicken bones?
Yes.
Oh. Chicken bones on the list?
Chicken bones.
Ooh. Yeah.
Specifically,
you know,
chicken
you'll like eat wings and something will get lodged
right
inside of you.
Right.
And another choking hazard. How about being a starting pitcher for the Dodgers?
Excellent.
May that continue
retire
to be
the question,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most expensive item, I have a push between the drummer's drumming or the ladies dancing, depending on, like we said, union scale.
Yeah, they're not at the top of the list. They're both about the same. They're below the Lords of Leaping, but there's something more expensive than either of them.
Hmm.
Is it the swans of swimming?
It is.
Yes.
It's the swans. The swans of swimming are $1,800 each.
Purebred swans.
Yeah. Well, these are your pedigree swans. And apparently they're quite hard to get.
Wow.
Yeah. They're more expensive than the drummers, the lords, the milkmaids, and everything.
Any human. Mm.
Cameron is nailing it.
I'm sorry, Sparky. Anything else?
Languages. I was thinking of like Oklahoma, like Choctaw.
No, it's not a Native American language.
Not a Native American. For Minnesota, how about, I don't know what the proper name of the language is, but what is spoken in Ethiopia?
No.
It's not. Okay. We're done.
All right.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye.
And let's see. Is it your turn?
I think it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn already? Okay. Here we go. All right. Looking at a map of info. What do they call these? Infographic map. Yes. I saw what state? What U.S. state has the most people who tip per capita?
Not how much they tip.
Not how much
they
tip,
do tip.
But what state has the most people who tip per capita?
Wow.
Is there in some way will this make sense or only it's more random, you know, that?
Well, I don't know.
I think it would be a small state. I'm going to say Massachusetts.
No, it's done per capita, so it's not. Okay. It has no relation to the state size.
Well, I'm just thinking there might be a community. How about Massachusetts?
No, New England is not known for big tippers. As far as I know.
We didn't say big tippers. I'm just right. It's just who tips,
or even a lot of people who tip.
Yeah, so it's the most people who tip, but not the people who tip the most.
Right. Yes,
okay,
yeah, exactly. So, what U.S. state has the most people who tip per capita?
Louisiana.
That's a good guess. You get drunk in
Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
So not New England.
I'm generalizing about every state, but no, that's not it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to go with then Wisconsin. They need some help.
No.
They're very nice people there, except for the government.
So we've denigrated in another state.
Yeah.
No, that's not. It's not Wisconsin. Right.
Are either of us close in any of the guests, like geographically?
Geographically close.
Not overly. Not really. Okay. What U.S. state has the most people who tip per capita? All right, I'll give you this one other one because it's sort of related. What U.S. state has the highest breastfeeding rate per capita?
On the tipping, is it Oregon?
It is not Oregon.
I was thinking the full-serve gas thing.
How about in the nursing? Is it Oregon?
It is not Oregon.
Okay, that seems like a very nursing state.
The two questions are, what U.S. state has the most people who tip per capita? And what U.S. state has the highest breastfeeding rate per capita?
Okay.
And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, this is David in Berkeley.
Hi, David.
One comment first. It seems like the audio feed when you're on hold listening to the show seems exceptionally low tonight.
Oh.
So, two possible answers and a question. First possible answer, choking hazard?
Yes.
Did someone guess banana?
No one guessed banana.
Nobody guessed banana, but it's not. It's not one of the.
It should be, but it's not.
It is not in the top ten anyway.
Okay. Did someone guess the total number of presents?
Yes, but what did you have?
13 times 6 is 78.
Nope, it's much more. It was 364. You're talking about for the 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, I see. Because it's cumulative. Yeah.
You were just barely.
Yes.
Off,
okay. A geography question.
Yes.
There are three place names on the European continent, each of which apply or have applied at some point to two discrete locations. I hope I'm phrasing that in a clear way. There are three place names. Each of those place names have applied or apply to two specific locations. What are the three place names?
So can one of the locations be outside of Europe?
In this case, all of the locations are inside Europe.
Okay. So in other words, there are three place names that apply to two different places inside Europe.
It'd be like a city in two different countries with the same name?
The same name.
Or
like that?
One of the names mean the same thing in a different language?
That's probably the case in all three cases.
Ooh, okay.
Gosh.
Are they cities?
They are not cities. So here's a clue. They are either state names or major, say, territorial or regional names. Not city names, not hamlet names, but significant landmass names.
Is Silesia one of them by any chance?
You're kind of on the right track. That could be a fourth, but that's not one of the three that I have in mind.
Okay.
Yeah. But in a certain way, you're kind of on the right track geographically.
I know there's one in Eastern Europe. I'm trying to think of the name.
And I'm going to give an attribution for this question to someone when we finish up.
Why we don't get the answer. Okay.
Because they're 2 degrees of separation from you guys.
Right. So I know... I don't know if one of these names is even used anymore. So they can be a territory, they could be a state, they could be a city.
Not a city.
Not a city. Okay, only a territory or a province.
Or a landmass, you said?
Yes.
So like the Alps?
Yeah, it's very good.
I see. No, okay. they're all like geopolitical names.
Okay.
Not natural feature names.
Got it.
Okay. This would require... Yeah. This would not be off the top of my head, so I probably would have to think about
this. One of them is fairly well known. The other two are brand new to me and pretty obscure. I'd be happy to tell you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the one that is somewhat more well known would be Galicia.
Oh, that's what I was trying to
think of. That's what you were thinking of.
Right, right. There's a Galicia in Spain, and there's one in...
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe, yes.
Right. Now, the other two are... there are, or have been, two Iberias.
Huh.
One of which is where you now find it, and the other one of which is somewhere in, I believe, the Caucasus Mountains.
Oh. I wasn't aware of the one in the Caucasus. Of course, Spain and Portugal. That's the Iberian Peninsula.
And the third one is even a little bit more obscure. There are two Albanias, one of which is where you currently find it, and the other one of which is also in some Eastern European mountainous area, could be the Carpathians or the Caucasus, I'm not exactly sure. So the attribution is to someone who's a friend of your friend Ede. This is Professor Martin Schwartz of Near Eastern Studies, renowned international scholar in the field of ancient Iranian and linguistics, and he was the one who told me about the two that I didn't already know about.
I think Albania means land of the eagle men, so it'd be interesting to know if the other means something similar. So, okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Laurie Fisher, teacher at Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, you, if you would care to join us. So those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. So this is the name of a woman that's the name of the book.
The book.
Yes. I'm still trying to think of this.
Two words.
Two words. It's her full name.
Of a woman. It's her full name, like Daisy Miller, but not Daisy Miller, because Cameron's heard of that.
I've heard of that.
Mrs. And Dalloway. Mildred Pierce.
1926. Male author, correct?
No.
Oh.
Female author. Oh. She said that.
Oh, she did. Okay.
I said it was a feminist text. I don't believe
the
I said it was a... It is a female author.
All right. Yes. And do you know what they ever made into a movie?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So that would have been...
I probably would have been more familiar
Edna Ferber or...
I can't think of a book she wrote.
Willa Cather.
Willa Cather, but no, not with just the name of a woman as a title.
I'm trying to think of one of their obscure books. Their famous ones aren't that.
But she knows who Willa Cather. Edna Ferber.
I don't know what she knows.
So she's a teacher.
I teach preschool.
I'm sure she reads Willa Cather to her students all the time.
The kids love
Death
Rest
Comes
Time
to the Archbishop, chapter 2.
The kids
put
love
them right
that.
To sleep.
All right. Well, I'm still working on that.
All right.
And, do you have a short, do you want to
yes.
have a short question?
Who was the most photographed person of the 19th century?
Is this an American or a non-American?
An American, yes. Yeah, I guess I should have specified. That's true.
Well, my first thought was Lincoln, but he died pretty early in the days of photography.
I think he was always photographer. His photographs would have been in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah. So somebody, where the photography was more ubiquitous.
Is this a man?
Yes.
Is it a president?
No.
Is it Mark Twain?
No. Good guess.
This is a public figure, obviously.
Yes.
But not somebody who was in politics?
I wouldn't say that. He's not an elected official, but he has political bent to his work.
William Jennings Bryan.
No.
You said he wasn't an elected official.
What was he elected?
He was a congressman.
I forgot.
He was not an elected
official.
At least
I don't think so. No.
He was an American.
19th century.
But he was a very influential person.
Yes.
Twain's a good guess.
Influential person. Was he non-white?
Yes.
Is it Frederick Douglass?
Yes, it is Frederick Douglass.
Ah, yeah, very good.
Way to hone in on that. Good job.
That's good.
Only because that big biography, that new biography.
Right,
came out.
I heard about this on
so
NPR interview.
Yeah.
I have a short question.
All right.
It's short. It is, I'll look for the top four. It sounds like a lot. Of the all-time best-selling Christmas albums by individual singers. So not the Mannheim Steamroller kind of people. So the four top-selling all-time albums, Christmas albums, by individual singers.
Not the Mannheim Steamroller?
Well, they don't sing. And not Kenny G, who's second on the all-time list, but I'm just looking for singers.
So is Bing Crosby on there anywhere?
He's not. He's at like 10th.
Oh, okay.
Mariah Carey.
She is fourth. Yeah. Very good.
Is Elvis on there?
Number one.
There you go.
Two bells on that. So we're looking for numbers two and three.
Go ahead.
How about Charlotte Church?
No.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Are they relatively recent, like within the last 20 years or so?
One is and one isn't.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Merry Christmas. This is David Price Wally in San Francisco.
David, good to hear from you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
I'd like to ask answer Lori's question first, maybe. Would it be Dean Martin for a Christmas album?
No. He was in the list, but he's not in the top 10.
Okay. And then Hey Big Spenders, would it be Florida?
Or
Big Tippers?
That's a good guess, but no, not Florida. Further north.
And the last guess I would guess for Minnesota would be maybe Hmong or Vietnamese.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Hmong.
Yes.
Nice.
Very good. Laotian language. Yes.
Great. Well, have a good New Year.
Thank you, David. You too. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, I was calling to say Hmong for Minnesota.
Oh, I'll give you a bell. There you go.
Give her the bell.
And my guess on the Big Tippers is New York.
Not New York.
Well, that's all I got for you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
How about Nursing, Vermont?
No.
How about Hawaii?
No.
Huh. Okay.
For either one.
No.
Either state.
Neither one works.
Any state we name, we're guessing for both now.
Yeah.
And
Delaware.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Southern California.
Hi.
I talk over you? I'm sorry.
No.
How about the state for, I'll guess, Utah for both?
You're half right.
Oh. Which one?
Which one?
For breastfeeding.
You're right.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Very good.
I think
good.
That was asked a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry if I asked that. State with
I
the
think
highest.
So I'm cheating on that.
Well, it's always Utah.
State with the highest breastfeeding rate per capita.
Gosh,
I'm sorry if I asked that
well.
Before. I try to remember which questions I've asked before, but after 25 years, it gets a little hazy.
The good questions.
Well, that's okay. I'll take the bell.
All right.
Anyway, even though yours. Choking hazards. How about artichoke?
No.
Oh, that's excellent.
Just because. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe if you.
In the same vein, how about broccoli?
Put the whole one in your mouth. Broccoli, no.
No? Chewing gum?
You can't get people to eat broccoli most of the time. No, not chewing gum.
Oh, shoot. Book of the Month Club, and I'm just going to totally guess. Is there a book called Daisy Kenyon?
There may be, but that is not the book.
But that's
I'm looking
not it.
There is a
okay.
book called Daisy Kenyon, and they made a movie out of it, but no. I think that was a little bit later.
Okay. Languages, Pennsylvania, Italian?
Yes.
Interesting.
Whoa. Very good.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Impressive.
I was only thinking cheesesteaks and provolone. That's the only reason why I guessed that. Oklahoma, I'll guess Tagalog.
No, just not cause. Tagalog.
All right. Christmas album, individual, how about Dolly Parton?
No, she's not. Didn't make the top 10.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah. Very reasonable.
Is there any country singer in the top four?
There's no country singer in the top 10, even.
Wow.
In the top 10? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I know you were the female director for Deep Impact was Meeving Leader.
Thank you.
There you go.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, so has a movie coming out just this month, which is why I was reminded of that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Which is called On the Basis of Sex, which is a...
It's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
Yeah, an RBG movie. Yeah.
Right.
And I think the other female director who has gone over 100 million is Patty Jenkins.
Oh, probably for Wonder
for,
Woman.
For Wonder Woman.
Oh,
very
for
good.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
And I'll guess King Agua. I still haven't seen this movie, but is it Gremlins?
No. Good guess, though. King Agua kind of looks like a gremlin.
And you said it's a stop action.
It
movie,
is a stop motion claymation shindig, yeah.
Is it a TV movie or it's a movie?
I believe it was originally shown on TV, but it is a beloved Christmas special kind of movie.
It's so
the
is
one
it
Heat Miser and
no, but you're in the right vein.
One of the Rafkin.
Yeah, no, it is. Okay. It is not one of those spun off of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I believe,
Mr. Bill meets Santa Claus. No,
you're honing in on it.
So it's from the 60s or 70s.
It is from the 80s, and
it's not that Burl Ives one. Which is that one?
That's the Rudolph. Snowman. He plays the snowman.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Not Rudolph the Red.
No.
Okay. Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman, but not that.
No,
either.
Not that.
All right. Not that stop
I don't know
action.
If there is a villain in Frosty the Snowman.
Huh. I have no idea. Okay. He's not a king.
No. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right. No, that's okay. Adios.
Adios. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hello?
Nope.
Next call, please. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I'm gonna guess that Nevada has got the most tippers.
Ooh.
That's a perfectly logical guess, but no.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ray in Berkeley.
Hi, Ray.
As for the double place names in Europe, I was sure the first one up is going to be Macedonia.
Oh, right. Because there's a Greek Macedonia and of course, the northern the new country of Macedonia.
Yeah, and they're furious at each other.
Right.
as for choking hazards, what about potato chips?
Not potato chips.
Wow.
Okay.
It's an outrage.
Thank you very much.
How about biscotti?
Not biscotti.
How about ice cubes?
All right. So
ice cubes?
Ice cubes.
That's
not.
Good.
Oh, no. Not ice cubes, no.
Okay. We haven't guessed any drinks.
So we're going to wind up here because we're going to go out with a tiny bit of music tonight. And so we're going to give the answers. Cameron, what do we have?
Okay. King Agua was the villain of a claymation movie called The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, based on an L. Frank Baum book that I loved as a child.
All right.
And the first book selected by the Book of the Month Club was called Lolly Willows by Sylvia Townsend Warner.
I would not have gotten that in a million years.
Yeah. Lolly what?
Lolly Willows with W-I-L-L-O-W-E-S.
Wow.
And it was
about a single spinster aunt
who went off on her own.
Don't feel bad you never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. Do you have more? Yeah.
Nope, that's
all right. The total price if you bought everything on the 12 Days of Christmas list is $170,609.46. And the top, though, we have Elvis and Mariah Carey, the other two top 10 albums. One is Nat King Cole, and the other is Josh Groban.
Groban.
Yeah, top-selling Christmas albums of all time.
The most commonly spoken language other than English or Spanish in Oklahoma, which is the only state left on this list, is Vietnamese.
Oh.
Vietnamese. Yeah. The state with the most people who tip per capita, that would be Illinois.
Oh.
And according to the National Institute of Health and Parents Magazine, the 10 most common food and drink-related choking hazards for children and adults, the ones nobody got, water, steak or meat, popcorn, pizza, and marshmallows. Marshmallows, I can sort of
pizza?
Understand.
Yeah, marshmallows. Yeah. Water.
Lots of people they just shove that food in their mouth and then they don't chew it.
And popcorn, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer. Of course, my thanks to Lori Fisher from Davo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And as I say every year at Christmas time, quote Rousseau, "There is no wisdom greater than kindness." So remember that around Christmas time.
Remember that all year.
Really.
That's terrific.
My thanks to Debbie Kennedy and also, of course, Steve Wilcott. And my great thanks to you out there for joining us all year. And we hope you will join us all year next year as well. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And we'll be back in January. But we'll have a music show next week. And we're going to go out with a little Christmas music. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great holiday.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all